Welcome to Keanu Club, like a cool breeze over the mountains. This is episode one, Going Great, from 1984. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
And I'm Mike Manzi.
And this is the start of a brand new era. You may know us from Cage Club, but we have graduated from Cage as we've done everything Cage has had to offer to date. And now we're moving on to Mr. Keanu Reeves. So welcome.
That's right.
We're trying to figure out, you know, who to do next and what to do. And sort of there were a lot of options we played around with, but we ultimately settled on Keanu because he's someone who, like Nicolas Cage, kind of gets criticized a lot. People think he's not necessarily a great actor, but he's done a whole lot of different stuff. He's made some truly great, really amazing landmark movies. And it's sort of exciting. And also, in a similar way, you know, this first thing we're doing, Going Great, which is a TV show from 83 and 84, it starts right around the same time as Cage started. Cage started in 81. So that's the same sort of era, almost, the same sort of scope, the span of the career. So it's exciting to see.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. I think going along, we're going to find many similarities to Nick Cage and his career, just in the sense that they're these actors that are pretty eclectic, have taken lots of chances, and their careers sort of chart in similar ways. You know, this is something I didn't know until researching Keanu Club. They're basically the same age. They're only about 8 months apart in age. Nick Cage just turned 52, and Keanu's going to be 52 in September. So I'm really looking forward to how this goes.
They had very different life paths up to their acting career, and we'll get to that when it's sort of more relevant. You can go on Wiki, you can go to IMDb, you can learn a little bit more about Keanu. But Cage came from this film background, you know, nephew of Francis Ford Coppola, came in sort of, you know, almost in a starring role. And here we see Keanu sort of making it on his own. This is actually Going Great is the second thing he did. The first thing he did was another TV series called Hangin' In, which there was one episode of. It was a Canadian television sitcom. That does not exist online, either legally or illegally. It is basically gone from the internet. So we don't know what that is. If you out there know how we can find Keanu's episode of Hangin' In, that would be amazing. But we sort of see here, you know, his first four or five things, their TV series, their TV movies. It's not like Cage, where he goes to a TV pilot to almost, you know, aside from like that age issue that we talked about for Fast Times, almost one of the leads of Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and then the lead in Valley Girl. Like, Cage was a star pretty much from the time he broke in. Keanu's going to have to build up to that. So I think it's a little bit, it's, you know, they're similar age and their careers sort of go in a similar way. But Keanu sort of had to start a lot lower, I think.
I think you're totally right about that. That's that they start out very differently. Keanu is not from, you know, a famous family. It's interesting how Cage is going to sort of try to shed his famous background and start from nowhere. And Keanu does have to start from nowhere. So I think we're gonna get here at the top of Keanu Club a few more of these obscure roles of his. You know, a couple more TV movies, maybe TV episodes, and just supporting roles in the background than Cage. Had, you know, Cage really, you're right, he only sort of had that one blink and you'll miss him in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, and then, you know, wham, he's in Valley Girl, you know, he's in all these other movies, and he's sort of going to be speaking front and center. Yeah, it's going to be cool to see how Keanu, you know, climbs his way to the top.
And that first rung of the ladder is Going Great, which was a news magazine type show that premiered on Nickelodeon in October of 1983. It aired two nights a week for about 6 months until it was canceled. Apparently not very well rated. They ended up making 39 episodes. Keanu joined toward the end. It's hard to tell how many episodes he actually did. On his IMDb, it's listed under his self category, and it says he joined for the third season, which to me doesn't make much sense. Does that make any sense to you? Because it seems like it was just one sort of straight through thing.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I mean, maybe they brought him in to sort of try and boost ratings. They thought, hey, we got this kid. He's very charismatic. Let's see if we could liven up the show a little bit. But for being a Nickelodeon show, there should be more about it online, I feel. You know, and the host was this kid named Chris Makepeace, and I recognized him from the movie Meatballs with Bill Murray. So that kid was kind of already like a movie star, or at least like an actor. So this show doesn't seem like it was small time. You know, it seems like they put a lot of production value into it, and that, you know, there's 39 episodes out there somewhere, and I wish they were, you know, somewhere online.
This is another one that, you know, Hanging In we can't find online anywhere. Going Great exists in clips on YouTube. There are two that we found for this iteration of Keanu Club. We found one called Juggling and one called Horseback. There's another one where he's on roller skates, which may or may not be part of this. It seems similar, but also the style is different. So I'm not sure if the show had different directors or what, but there's a roller skating clip where you can see Keanu learning how to roller skate. But basically what it seems like Going Great is Keanu interviewing young kids who are really talented at something, right? Mm-hmm. And learning how to do it, whether it's learning how to juggle, learning how to ride a horse, maybe learning how to roller skate, highlighting these kids' abilities, you know, these things that they've trained and worked so hard to do, and Keanu is sort of as an amateur, almost like something else, when I was watching it, something that, like, you know, Conan O'Brien would do, that, you know, he just goes and just, like, learns how to do something really quick. I mean, they're doing kind of basic things, like, I don't think, you know, juggling or riding a horse or roller skating is super complicated, but, you know, he picks up on it pretty quickly, I think. And so it seems like he, you know, like I said, nothing too complicated, but it seems like he's pretty adept at learning these new skills.
Yeah, he definitely comes across as a good host. This show gave me a feel of like CBS Sunday Morning for Kids in a way, you know, like you said, like they'll go and interview strange and interesting people. But in this case, they're all kids or teenagers. The two segments that we're going to review are really well produced, you know, they're really tight. Little packages, you know, like you say, like something like a remote you might see on like a Conan show or a talk show. And almost like Conan does like improv too, you know, like Keanu seems to be able to pick up what's going on very quickly and sort of improv and react. He seems very with it and together and in the moment. And I wasn't really expecting that so much. I don't know why. I don't really have like a base to judge any of his early work on, you know? So it's just kind of cool to see him very charismatic, very energetic right here from the start.
And he was just about 19 years old. I think he just turned 19 in September the year before. And these were probably filmed at the end of 83, beginning of 84. So he is charismatic. He is this, you know, not necessarily bubbly personality, but he's a TV personality from the start. Like he doesn't really have to do a lot of the heavy lifting because the focus is on who he's interviewing. But you can see that, you know, whether he's talking to them or doing voiceovers or learning how to do whatever they do, he's good at it. Like, you know, you want to watch him. You're like engaged in it, and he's good at it.
Yeah, yeah, he's very charismatic and doing a good job. I guess it's a shame that this show got canceled, but it's a good thing too because he's going to go on and he's going to use these skills for bigger and better things.
Absolutely, and I wonder if juggling is ever going to come back in another, like, could juggling be a Keanu connection? We gotta come up with a name for that, I think.
Yeah, but
who knows if, you know, horses or juggling or roller skating is ever going to come back, but we got to make mental notes of these now. I watched the juggling clip first, and one of the things that I really liked about it was that the first voice we hear is Keanu's voice. That, you know, we watched a couple documentaries for Cage Club, we saw Fast Times or whatever, and we were like, where is he going to be? Here, like, from the very start, we're like, okay, Keanu is here. Like, this is sort of his thing.
People never warned this Montreal boy not to play with fire. That's because 13-year-old Claude Baudouin has already proven he's hot stuff when it comes to the art of juggling.
And so I knew that these weren't long clips, and I figured that he was going to be involved pretty heavily, but I was glad to see that from the start, he's right there, front and center, doing his Keanu thing. He's there with us.
I also watched the juggling segment first, and it reminds me of sort of like Kids News, you know? Like, he feels like almost like a reporter. And I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting. It's like kids interviewing kids. Well, he's 19, but I mean, still, you know, technically it's like kids interviewing kids. And like his voice, you know, what really struck me about that, coming to learn that he sort of, you know, grew up or is working in Canada, he doesn't have like that thick Canadian accent. You know, he doesn't say a boot and like, stuff like, he doesn't sound right. Like the McKenzie brothers or anything. Like, yeah, so maybe that's why he comes across so well. Like, he's got like a good speaking manner, you know, like he's got a good voice for this kind of thing. It's not a thick accent or anything like that. So
even though he doesn't have a Canadian accent, he is really kind of Canadian in like the goofy sense. Like, he's laughing a lot. He's just sort of like, he's a little awkward. I mean, he's charming. Like, he's not a star yet. You know what I mean? Like, I know that we said earlier, like, he's confident. He's like a TV personality. But he is just sort of this Canadian kid, right? And so he's not saying aboot, but he is, you know, he's like you can read the comments in these YouTube videos, and people are just like, oh, look how adorable and Canadian he was. Like, you can tell he's not the Keanu now, the sort of, not blunt, but, you know, sort of reserved or the whatever.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's just a kid.
Yeah, well, two things kind of struck me about his manner. And first is that, well, it was 1984, so I just think, like, kids were less sort of, like, self-aware of themselves in a way. You know, they just had, like, more confidence in general. And, like, that's the other thing. It's, like, he's Canadian, so, like, I don't think he has, like, some things maybe more American kids had, maybe, like, a chip on their shoulder or something growing up, so they wouldn't, like, allow themselves to have fun. I don't know if that might sound strange, but it was kind of true. Like, I remember growing up, like, you didn't want to look like an idiot dancing or something like that, but, like,
right.
Here you don't really get any of that with him, right? He's like, just really got, like, that confidence in himself and, like, doesn't care if he looks stupid, you know? He's just, like, there to have fun and to, like, genuinely entertain.
What I like is that he's willing to make himself look the fool a little bit. Like, when he's learning how to juggle, he's like, you know, I'm not very good at it, but, like, really, how hard could it be? And then, like, he's not great at it. Like, he sort of messes up, you know, when he's roller skating, whether or not we're going to talk about that, he falls down. You know, he's not great on the horse. He's sort of, like, willing to admit that he's an amateur, that he's not great at these things. And he's just, you know, looking to learn, looking to have a little bit of fun, and looking to entertain.
Yeah, and the focus isn't even necessarily on him, right? Like, we're really here to learn, first and foremost, with this juggling segment about, like, this 13-year-old Claude Bourdain, you know, this juggling savant, right? I don't know if you want to go that far, but, like, yeah, he's just 13-year-old kid who went to the National Circus School in Montreal, and now he's out there as a street performer. And he's just, like, one of the amazing kids that's a subject of Going Great.
And what I also like about that is that Claude, it looks like he only speaks French. I think he's probably French-Canadian. And so Keanu's speaking French to him, and they're, like, translating. And it's just, like, there's already this new dimension that we saw Cage talk in accents. I don't know if we ever saw Cage, unless he learned Navajo for Wind Talkers. I don't know that we ever saw him speak another language. But here, Keanu is, you know, dual language from the start, so that's something to keep an eye on, that he speaks English and French. I'm sure that'll come up time and again. It's just interesting to see.
I especially like the one part that just kind of stood out to me when he's doing the pin twirl with his hand, and he's like, maybe I could teach Claude something he doesn't know about.
Well, now that I've had lots and lots of practice, maybe I can do some tricks that even Claude doesn't know about.
C'est bon, regarde ça.
What?
Hey, you never told me about the unicycle part. Guess it's back to my training.
Yeah. The kid reminded me kind of Philippe Petit, the man on a wire who walked, you know, just had the movie Walk about him last year. And, like, yeah, just maybe it's something about the French Cirque type who is just the street performer that appeals to me.
I like that segment. I also like the other segment, the one with him and the writing teacher, because that one starts out because they both speak English, so it's just there's a longer interview up top. And I got a little offended that he's, you know, asking her some basic questions like, do you own these horses? Like, how'd you buy these horses? And she's just like, with money. And I'm like, hey, lady, back up a second. You know, she's like this 17-year-old, 18-year-old kid just giving sass to Keanu. Little did she know who this guy was going to become. But, you know, just like, let's calm down a little bit.
Yeah. She seemed to be like, this is my space, kind of like, you know, well, the girl is this girl, Susan, who runs her own equestrian school. So, like, that was kind of impressed me even, you know, like, I don't own my own business and I'm way older than 16.
Hi-ho, Silver.
There you go, good.
In a barn of reigning beauties, we're here with 16-year-old Susan Kears. She runs her own equestrian school with flair and a little dare.
So maybe she was just being a little defensive at first and was like, is this kid for real? Is he making fun of me? Or is this, like, just his sense of humor and stuff? But I feel like eventually she lightens up, you know, and you know, gets Keanu to do a whole lot of stuff, which I feel is, like, out of his comfort zone in this segment.
He does, like, the jump. He does a somersault dismount. He does all sorts of different stuff. I mean, him riding the horse is probably the tamest thing that he does. But that somersault dismount where he, like, lays down with his back on the horse and then just, like, has his feet go over his head, like, that's something, you know, I wonder if they had to do that multiple times, because I know that's not, like, a high fall, but, like, I would be scared to do that. And Keanu just like, all right, let's just do it. Like, this is what I'm doing.
I wonder if it was like the girl kind of getting back at him at some point or something. Like, I'm gonna just, like, you know, just trust me here, trust me. And yeah, it didn't seem like he knew what he was getting himself into. But it also just that I was like, oh, he's just like up for anything, you know? Like, they found a kid who's just like, yeah, like, put me in front of the camera, man. Like, I'll do it. Let's have some fun here.
And what's also pretty cool about it is that, you know, in spite of their contentious relationship throughout, at the end he does help her because she tries to, like, do that, like, thing that you've seen in movies or, you know, pro horseback riders where they just sort of, like, hop behind the horse and just, like, leap up onto the horse. And they show her do that at the start, and she just misses horribly. And so at the very end she tries to do it again, and he helps her up. So teamwork, very good. Thank you very much, Keanu.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. They show several kids actually trying to do that rear mount. It's sort of like a cowboy trick. You see it just like all the time in like the early Westerns. And Keanu does it like at the first try. I mean, maybe there was some multiple takes and they just staged it and it was edited. But I just thought that was funny how they showed like all these kids couldn't do it. And there's Keanu, who's like almost twice as tall as most of them. And he's just like, well, it's no big deal. Like, he hops right on.
I was kind of, you know, watching these videos, I was glad that they were only, you know, 5 or 6 minutes long, because they're interesting, but they're so slow. And I was thinking, like, you know, if these are aimed at kids 10, 11, 12, trying to find hobbies, trying to find out what they might want to do with their career or whatever, looking to the future, I can't imagine kids today watching these. And I know this is a very different era. This is, you know, 32, 33 years ago, but it's like, these are, I mean, even for 6 minutes, like, they seem to drag out at times. You know what I mean?
Totally. Like, I mean, I even mentioned CBS Sunday Morning earlier, and like, they're slow for those standards these days. I mean, it's just the way I think television and media and attention spans have gone to, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, even for 84, this might have still seemed a little slow because there were shows like this that were probably done flashier. And we're on the cusp of MTV, right? So like, this was probably right like a couple years too late, you know, because everyone was like, MTV is here and it's flashy and jazzy and, you know, and just colors and flash. And then you know, poor Going Great is just kind of like, I don't want to say dull, but it's just like kind of basic. It just presents itself very, very much like as is, no frills.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's no frills. It's not like it's not like any of these kids are doing anything super flashy. You know what I mean? Like, the most exciting thing visually is Claude riding around on a unicycle juggling a couple balls. There's nothing here, you know, super eye-grabbing. They're just showing off some kids' talents. I wonder if the kids submitted to this show, or if they found these kids, or they went to schools, or what they did. Because, I mean, riding a horse, like, I know that she, like, owns, but it's who knows? Like, they're interesting, but I wonder, like, where these kids came from.
And I also wonder who were the guys who came up with the idea? Like, what, like, was it just, like, let's create a show to give kids ideas of, like, things to do, aside from, like, watching our show? You know, it's like, if you're a kid, and you're just watching TV going, like, I wish I could go outside and do something, well, it's like, well, try juggling, or try horseback riding, you know, or roller skating. There are things to do when you're a kid, or have fun this way or that way. It's kind of like, you can't really go anywhere else with it, you know? I don't really know how far they can take it. And you're right, it's not like there are children astronauts out there or something like that. Like, you know, how advanced can you really get? I suppose you could, you know, if they had found young Tiger Woods or a young Yo-Yo Ma or something like that, you know, someone who was just like a virtuoso, then maybe that could have been more of a show. But you're right, these things do feel more just like something any kid could do.
But hey, I mean, it's cool. It's a good way. It's a nice way to sort of ease into Keanu Club, I think, with a couple short clips. I'm not sure, like, a lot of these early things that we have coming up, they're really only available on YouTube. It's going to be a while before we get to something that, like, I'm really familiar with. Like, Cage, I mean, we were talking about it earlier. You know, he's in movies that you know from the start. Here, Keanu's, like, in TV movies. He's in smaller movies. Maybe these are things that I know, but a lot of the names don't seem familiar to me. So I think this is a nice way to ease in. We're going to be going through a lot of sort of underseen or underknown Keanu potential gems. We'll see. If this is any indication, his appearances on Going Great, at least the two that we saw, I think we're in for a fun ride.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I also think it's just kind of kind of cool that both Cage and Keanu, you know, first episodes were something done in this sort of variety television style. You know, the other thing was more comedy sketch, and this is more TV news style, or I should say it's more of a news magazine style type. But it's just kind of interesting. I like how we're starting, you know, on TV, and we're going to transition. And yeah, it's going to be a while for me too before we get to anything I recognize. I mean, this movie Youngblood's coming up kind of soon. I've heard of it. It looks kind of familiar, but like I haven't seen it. So going to be a while, but looking forward to seeing everything until then.
Absolutely. So any last thoughts about Going Great or any of the clips that we talked about?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tracking juggling and horseback riding so far here at the start to see if those things going to reappear down the line. And in that horseback riding segment, he said one thing that kind of stuck out to me where he's like, you'd rather be here with horses instead of hanging out with like Jacqueline Bisset or Liz Taylor or something like that. And I'm like, oh, has he ever been in a movie with either of those? Gonna have to keep my eyes open for that as well.
Absolutely. So for all things Keanu Club and for all things Cage Club, and we have a couple other podcasts on the network now. We've got Zack Attack, which is also premiering today, and we've got Monkey Club, which is also premiering today. You can go to cageclub.me, or you can go to facebook.com/cageclub, and you can follow all of our updates. You can subscribe to all the podcasts on iTunes. You know, you can rate, review, subscribe there. You can download every episode from cageclub.me. We've grown a lot, I think, in terms of both content and where you can find us since we did Cage Club. So it's pretty exciting. We hope to fill your ears with lots of talk about different movies and different monkeys and whatever. So I hope you enjoy. I hope you're here for the ride. New Keanu Club episodes will come out every Friday, one a week. So the next ones that we have coming up, a couple other ones, we have Night Heat and we have Letting Go. So those are the next two things if you want to find them. Night Heat is available on YouTube, and Letting Go is out of print. You can pick up a DVD pretty expensively, but those are the next two that we have coming up. So I hope you enjoy, and I hope you join us again for those. So I'm Joey Lewandowski.
And I'm Mike Manzi.
And we'll see you next time on Keanu Club.
I used to wonder if I could do anything. Then I saw Going Great with Chris Makepeace, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, if other kids can go into showbiz, train frogs, crew a sailing ship, learn to cook, form a rock group, then so can I. Thanks, Nick. You really got me going great.
Watch Going Great Saturday and Sunday at 2 Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. It's Going Great right here on Nickelodeon.